What day is today? It is the Lord's Day above all, but one is allowed to share it, and that one is called a mother. I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach. I thought when I came to the parsonage I'd be preaching a lot. I discovered I probably wouldn't be. But whenever the opportunity provided itself, I certainly would be willing. I thank God for Mother's Day. In my 70 years and more as an evangelist, if I preached on the home and I preached on the family, I'd be skidding you men, including me. Because I believe with all of my heart, godly figure of decency and honesty that the man ought to have with a love and devotion to his family, with a lifetime commitment to be husband and wife. I must confess, many of the sermons I prepared ended up skinning we men. But this one leaped off the paper. I'd never seen it like that before. I want to talk to you about the ideal biblical mother. The ideal, oh wow, something tremendous, the ideal. I want you girls to listen. I'm going to be on you all the next half hour because you're going to be future mothers. And every last one of you are old enough to blow it already. And the world's out to get you already. So I want you to be very, very attentive, and I love you in the Lord. If you will take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of the Proverbs. I've always loved Proverbs. I've always said, if you need a message, go read Proverbs. There's so much instruction there, so much practical information there. Proverbs is a unstoppable book when it comes to what shall I preach on or from what shall I preach. And in the last chapter of Proverbs 31, we are told very, very clearly in the very first verse, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Therefore, the words to follow in this book of Proverbs is part of the prophecy of the Word of God. Part of the instruction of a holy God who loves fathers and mothers and children and family being a very special thing to him. And the more I looked at it, I thought, I don't know as I've ever preached a sermon from a mother through me to you. So let's try it. If you have a pen and a pencil, I'll give you some things to remember and to further study, please, dear ones. Proverbs chapter 31, and we're going to hippity-hop all over it and get all of the good that we possibly can. Our Father, we bow for a moment, and we ask for the strength that we need. Cold is still hanging on. Cough still might sneak back in. Tiredness is still here. But Lord, the challenge of being used by Thee is greater than it all. And so please, I pray, without incident of hindrance, but with incidents of blessing, take Thy word and impress it upon our hearts, we pray. We ask, Lord, that You'll help us as we remember our mothers. And Lord, help those that are sitting here who have been mothers of the past and their kids are grown up. And those little ones, Lord, precious little ladies that one day themselves will have an opportunity to be a mother in this confusing world. Bless, Lord, bless. Use these lips. Use this tired body to bring Thy word to all of us right out of this book, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in studying and looking through this, I discovered, without any real dig studying, that this prophecy, which Lemuel, King Lemuel's mother, taught him, preached at him, led him in, showed him the way, encouraged him day by day. This prophecy of what you need to look forward to if you are a mother and you want to be a godly mother. Jot these things down. What are these requirements of an ideal biblical mother according to this prophecy set forth by a mother as she taught her king, her son, the right mothers to know? Number one, a godly mother must have virtue and morals. A godly mother must have virtue and morals. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband had no need of spoil. Safely trust in her, so they have no need of spoil. When you think about it, ladies, there is one thing you need to present by your life, and that is a pure, godly, holy woman. I'm not talking about the crowd you go to school with. I know about them. I'm not talking about the way they live and act and dress and what they do. I know about them. I'm not talking about that. But the Bible tells us that if you're a young person, you need to guard it. Guard your youth, girls. Guard it. Watch out. In this day and age, the world is full of men who can't keep their hands to home. Men who get into trouble after trouble after trouble. You need to let the boyfriend know, if you ever reach for the wrong place on me, you're going to enjoy a knuckle sandwich. And give it to him. Hit him good. It's important for you to remember the rest of the years from when you hold a little twerpy in your own arms. Those years will depend the health of that little twerpy, first kid, and any others, and your husband, and your family, it would depend on how moral, how decent, how godly. And we're plagued today in America. And there's not much example to kids. There's an awful lot of pulling our young people into sin. And a great godly mother should be known for her holy living. Put it down. A great godly mother should be known for her holy living. That lady, that mother, that's a holy mother, one that stands out against evil, one that controls the idiot box at the house, one that is careful that my daughter always gives the impression of a godly woman herself, heading for the future when she'll have the opportunity to be that kind of a mother. When I grew up, there was such a difference in mothers. Mother Webb. You can see our home if you're going down Route 7 and you pass the castle, the building on your right, and the next large yellow home, yellow brownish trimmed home, is where I was born. And I can remember my mama. My mama was such a sweetheart. She was always there when I needed her. Was yours? I hope so. She was always an encouragement when I was discouraged. Was yours that kind of a mama? I hope so. You mamas of the younger kids here today, be sure your daughter is kept from every influence that will drag her down, that will ruin her lady-like desires she should be cultivating, destroy them into just another young brat who's doing what she wants to do and involved in a lot of kinky, stupid stuff. Marriage is for two people, both of whom are sure that they're saved, and both of whom who intend to keep it going till death do us part. Marriage is not two lustful boys who can't keep their hands off each other, or girls. Marriage is not for any of the kinky, messed up things that I suppose one of these days we preachers won't even be able to speak against. Marriage puts you in a special spot. My wife. My wife. And then the mother of my children. How I thank God. I think Mama taught women's Sunday school class for at least 20 years. I think it was longer, really, but I'm trying to be very honest in my dating. No one ever thought of taking over the class. Mama. Oh, what a mama she was. But I'll tell you, I never got an opportunity to get my nose anywhere near anything filthy, ugly, worldly, rotten, stinky, bad, temptationist. Nope. My mama guided my life. My mama knew what boys and girls I was playing with. My mama knew where I went and what I did. And I was in My mama had such a clear, love you, honey, but you gotta stay pure and clean for the wife you're gonna find someday. My mother was something I will never forget. During high school, I was a pretty good looking dude. Yeah, Bill's having a hard time with that one. Frank is chuckling politely. And girls like to line up. However, oh boy. Yeah. Mom would say, honey, wait. Friendship, yes. Hello, yes. Don't pair up. I'm one of the army. And the last thing I think Mama said to me, besides she'd be praying every day for my safety. And as we fought through the Rhine and the Ruhr and the Bulge and all the German conflicts, and I, an 18-year-old boy, splattered lead every which way, when the time was off, when the guys went to the supposed to be entertainment places, I didn't. They went for women of sex and women of booze. I didn't. My mama had instilled in me somewhere, young man, there's a great, moral, godly woman that's going to be exactly what God wanted you to have. Wait for it. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry. God will lead you. Well, finally got out of the military. Had three reasons for going. First, my country needed me. Then secondly, I was patriotic. Third, they came and got me. And I remember that old draft. I've been scared of breezes ever since. I don't like to sleep under a fan. No way. And then I came home. And I went to Bob Jones University, a quality place with quality kids. And I walked into that school. And I walked into a moment. And I found her. She's sitting right there yonder. Never a question about morals on either side of us. Two dedicated, surrendered in love, waited. She waited, and I waited. And I want to say to every young person, don't destroy your future by getting involved in immoral things in your youth. Wait! So Lemuel's mother said, first thing to think about when you're thinking about a woman, a mother, is that she's virtuous and has good morals. Secondly, I see in verse 11, the fact that she's very, very busy at home. Home is number one job for a mother. I believe that with all of my heart. I can't cook. They get me for cruelty. Oh, I can burn a hot dog. But home is your job, ladies. The family is your responsibility. I'm talking to wives too, maybe. If you're a child of God, you love the Lord, your biggest area of challenge on earth, it's the family. Mother occupies a place in the family we dads can't come near. Mother has that special. Love you. Pick you up. Put on a band-aid. Snuggle you close. That brings kids through their early. Mothers, 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 mothers. It doesn't matter whether you have a big house or a little house. Make sure your home is a Christian home, where your kids are brought up. I don't care what the neighbors say. What some smart aleck says, where your kids are brought up to be different, appreciating. A mom that has a home. I think a home ought to be a place of refuge. Kids can run home to a place of refuge from wild and woolly neighbors, perhaps, or from a party or a situation. All God says, an ideal biblical mother should be a homemaker. And then third, a food provider. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is night, yet night, and giveth meat to her husband and a portion to her maidens. The word of God makes it very clear that good meals, healthy meals, controlled meals are that which a godly mother should insist in her home. I think of the godly times around a table, and you'll forgive me for making application to my mom. Hang it on yours if you can. How we always read the Bible. How we always prayed around the table in the evening time. The importance of that. But I can remember the meals my mother made. No wonder I'm a little overweight. One of the jobs I had as a boy, a little squirt, when I came home from Sunday school, run upstairs and get out of your Sunday school suit. Get into your play clothes. Run downstairs. Sit on the ice cream maker and turn the crank. My mother would put up for dessert a bowl about that big. I'm not saying too big, at least that big top. Deep bowl. Homemade ice cream, broken up nuts, homemade chocolate. That was the happy time I will never forget. Well, God help you to be a food provider. Food for your husband. It's your job. Don't fling it in his lap. He's better mowing lawns. Realize the one that can sit inside of the house and dream up good, healthy food to eat is mama. And mama don't sit back and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. And say, well, take meal after meal around us. All the while cooking. Yeah. Bless you, sweetheart. That's your responsibility. The house, the home, the family. Fourth, a godly mother has to be a home defender. A home defender. She girdeth her loins, verse 17. She girdeth her loins with strength. She strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. A godly mother will realize the importance of her home, the impact upon her home to the whole family, and a godly mother will defend that marvelous institution. only eternity will reveal the damage television has done. Television has shown our kids more filth than even the makers of pornography. And yet there you sit, bless you, you rascals, you. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Where does your daughter get the ideas how to dress, how to attract a boy, how to touch him, how to run with him, what to do, what to laugh at, the tune to sing, and all the rest of it? I think our home ought to be, by God's grace, a place where we say, this lousy world with all its temptation and push and power, I'm not gonna let it get within these walls. Do you agree a little bit? And then number five, a godly mother is to be a compassion spreader. Funny way to put it, but let's look at it. Verse 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. You know, if you have a great, wonderful, godly home, then squeeze out some of that blessing on the other homes around you, into the neighborhood around you, into other mothers around you, and be sure that you are a compassion spreader, showing a love for others, Mama, showing that you have a heart that cares, Mama, and teaching that to your family, your own children. We aren't teaching our children to love others. Very few people teach loving others to their own kids. We're selfish in our own home. We're selfish in our own environment. We're selfish in what we do. We're selfish in what we have. And yet the Bible says we ought to spread compassion. Number six, I got 10 of them and I'll be done in a few moments. Number six, a godly woman. Oh dear, how can I get into this without getting shot at dawn? A godly woman must be a wearer of beautiful apparel. A godly woman must be a wearer of godly apparel. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Don't have to go any further, do I? You all know Dr. Webb is very strict in the way women dress in church. So, be it. But I thank God for every girl who's made up her mind. I am going to dress like a lady and not a woman. Get the difference? Dress like a lady instead of a woman. I need go no further. Silk, purple. Remember the beautiful outfits my mother used to wear? Oh, she was so pretty. She was so pretty when she went to church. And she wouldn't be caught dead in a church in her overalls or whatever. She knew how to dress pretty. Instead of all the fads today, and the two things that are wrecking churches, bad music, bad apparel. God help us, a godly woman. Make linen, clothing, Beautiful things. Known for it. Open up with, wow, look at her. Oh, man. You know, any of you girls, put on a big, put on a lovely, godly, pretty dress. And the kids around you'll go, wow. Ooh. Hey, that's something. Instead of, oh, cool, man. Look like the rest of us. God help us. I'm worried about the way some of you parents are allowing your children to dress. But I can't take a stand on it and make a big fuss about it, and I won't. But I'd like you to think about it. Our scripture today from a mother in the Bible says part of being a godly mother is to dress with beauty, light and bright and attractive, different from any old ugly man would dress, because you're a lady, not a woman. And then the last, I like this one because I've had this all the way through. A husband upholder. A godly mother should be a husband upholder. Your life should uphold the life of your husband. You should be a willing part of a godly family, mama. Your husband should be affected by the actions of a wife. In all the years, have never had anyone cast a genuine insult of evil upon my wife. I hear it all the time. Your wife is so pretty. Now she'll shoot me probably for talking about it. But your wife is so attractive. Your wife looks like such quality. You know what? Through all the years, umpteen times around the world, for all those years, my wife has stood by me. She stood by me when our kids were in high school and grade school. And she stood by me when we sent them off to college. And I was away so much, and yet I tried to get back 1 week out of every three and dedicate my life to home. Oh, a husband upholder. I can never remember anyone saying, boy, your wife is a stickler. Man, your wife is, you don't know, brother, about your wife. I know some things about your wife that you don't know. My wife was always careful. My kid's mother, until our kids still speak today and have already sent in some cards to her. I got a kick out of my son. He said, one of the things I learned, Mama, I shouldn't hide the correction belt. And let's put in a couple more and pray. A godly mother, come on, here they are. I'm not making them up. I may be doing a lousy job as an old geezer of lining them out, but there they are. A godly woman will be a wisdom speaker. A wisdom speaker. Verse 26. She opened her mouth with gossip. No. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Oh, I say to you, darling women, that's one for you to work on, huh? That's a difficult one. That's not an easy one because you see so much evil around. But when you open your mouth, when you open your mouth, he says, do it with wisdom. Your tongue is a law of kindness. And then number 9, a great godly mother, still talking about the mother, King Lemuel was told by his mother, the kind that was worth going after in his kingdom. Number 9, a godly woman is a hard worker, not lazy. Hard worker, working without complaint. I know it's no fun doing dishes. Somebody will come along and dirty them again. Making a bed. When you teenagers go through any puzzle on television, but you can't get the top sheet where it ought to be and under the another sheet, a blanket, when you ought to be making your own bed. Oh, it's very clear you are to avoid wasting time. You are to teach godly living by your very example and keep at it. One of the things I shall say when I cuddle into my mama's arms, thank you, Mama. You work night and day to show me the way. You work constantly. You were so tired sometimes, so weary, and yet there you were, night and day. A godly mother will be hardworking, not a TV worshiper. Not a lazy goof-off, but somebody who really walks with God. And then guess what? Here's the last one. Okay, Frank, that's a good idea, isn't it? The last one. Yeah, because it's 5 after. Okay. A godly woman. And I like this one. Nom, 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 nom. I like this one. I like this one. A godly woman is worthy of praise. She's worthy. Say what they wanna. Snide around with their opinions if they want to. You be the kind of a woman that can, in your family, say, by God's grace, I am what God wants me to be. Worthy of praise, a bright lifetime testimony. Folks should mention you. Well, I mentioned my sweetie's mentioned many times. And I hug her and say, honey, keep it going. Keep it going. Commendation as a Christian is something you ought to be hearing. And if you're not hearing it about you, from others, and even from the mouth of someone that blurted out at you, if you're not hearing it, you're not doing much for God. But a great godly woman is worthy of praise. Isn't that interesting? I bet maybe you never noticed a visible sermon. Bang. The last chapter of Proverbs. I never did. I preached down through on all kinds of it, but never realized that a mother, an important mother of the Bible to an important king, said, a godly mother must have virtue and knowledge, be a homemaker, a food provider, a home defender, a compassion spreader, a wearer of beautiful apparel, a husband upholder, a wisdom speaker, a hard worker, and a woman worthy of praise. Lord, we believe thy Holy Spirit must have spoken to a number today. I thank you, you gave me the strength to stand. That's the longest I've stood, and I don't know when. Didn't feel like tipping over. Didn't feel like blanking out. God, I love you and thank you. Please, may folks see that old geezer up there. He means what he says and says what he means, and he has shown us exactly what a great godly mother ought to be. And may the mothers here be what they ought to be and work at it harder than ever before on this Mother's Day, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen.